Let's go ahead and begin with a prayer this morning. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank you for those words we just sang, the potentate of time, meaning the power, that you have power even over time. Lord, so often as we think about time, we don't spend it well. We also don't recognize that you are in control of it. Help us to see that and therefore be calmed, to know that we are also held in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, Christ the King Sunday is a Sunday in which we recognize that there's one person who controls time. That one person, it's not me, and it's not you. There have been times in my life that I have liked to think that I could control time, and I've liked and thought that I'd push time forward just a little bit to make it go faster. I've shared the story before, but it's just the perfect story for illustrating this. I remember when I started to take piano lessons, I had a very strict teacher named Mrs. Schaefer. Mrs. Schaefer was very much into the dynamics of music, and she loved scales, and she loved the techniques that your wrists should have as you played those scales. I just wanted to play music. I just wanted to play the notes. Come on, Mrs. Schaefer. After about a month of this, of technique and music theory and dynamics, this sort of thing, I came to the conclusion that I needed to speed the lessons up to that point where I could actually play something. And so it happened that after about a month, Mrs. Schaefer left me alone in the studio. She went out to pick something else up in the house. And as she was away, I got up from the piano bench, went over to the clock on the side of the wall, and moved the minutes hand, just 10 minutes. 10 little minutes, not a big deal. And it was amazing. I successfully transformed time, and that lesson went really fast. Second week came, moved the minute hand, just 15 minutes. See if I can just make it go even faster. And it worked. How fantastic. And after two times, the third time that I was going to do it, showing up for that piano lesson, I realized that I would never be able to do that ever again. Because when I walked into the studio, that clock hanging up on the wall was gone. Time was kept by Mrs. Schaefer on her wristwatch from that point forward. She never said anything. It's just that clock just mysteriously disappeared. Now, can you relate to that story? Are there times in your life in which you've wanted to move that clock forward, control time? As you show up for this worship service this morning, there are probably some things on your heart that you'd like to speed up a little bit to pass the time. Maybe you're thinking about that, the stress of pumpkin pie, and the stress of getting turkey, or the stress of just sitting next to your relative in the next week. And you're thinking, boy, if I could just like move that clock, that minutes hand, just through Thursday so I get by this next week. Here's the thing, though. We don't control time. I don't. You don't. It's humbling. We can try. There have been times in my life that I've wanted to go back and go back in time and change things. Can you relate to that too? When I'm thinking about that, I think of a humorous time in our lives when Alicia and I, when we were in Florida, we got into two car accidents in a matter of a week. And that precipitated a conversation that we would have to get a new car, or at least get something that's going to work, that's serviceable. At that time, Alicia was traveling, I don't know, what would you say, honey, about 100 miles a day. She was commuting up to Brunswick, Georgia, a long ways. Long journey. We needed a car that was dependable, a compact car, something that could get good gas mileage, this sort of thing. And we came to the conclusion that we were going to get a Honda Fit. And that's what we got. We felt really proud about our decision because it had good gas mileage and seemed to do just what we wanted to do. We felt excellent about that. In fact, you may remember we had that car when we came here to Oregon.